my radios that I have, six in all, I got it in a fire sale out in New Jersey. I don't even remember the county, but the county sheriff's department ordered APXs, which are P25, and XPRs, which are DMR. And, you know, they budgeted it for them for different departments within the department. Too many times trying to say department. And they realized the mistake, so they had a fire sale on the XPRs. And I bought originally two and two, and then I went back and I said, I'm going to grab two more portables, and I did. So, but what happened is how I got that R2 bottle mobile was they just grabbed them off the pallet and handed them to me, and somebody did a switcheroo or something. I don't remember exactly what happened. But I said, okay, the box has this model number, this serial number, but the inside of the box is a different model with a different serial number. And it was Motorola, when they initially programmed my radios, who caught it. I didn't catch it right away. And they go, we got a problem here. There was a mix-up at the box and the radio, and you got an R2 by mistake. Box says R1. So I went back to this sheriff's department in Jersey. I told them what happened, and they said, well, we have no use for the radio, so you might as well keep the radio, and we'll just refund you for that one radio. And that's how I ended up with that R2 model. And I have brought it up, like I said, with Wally, and that's going to be the next project, probably later down the road.